President Trump is threatening to send federal agents to major U.S. cities, including Philadelphia, Oakland, and Detroit, to clamp down on anti-racism protests and other violence. He makes that threat as the Chicago Tribune and the Associated Press reports the administration already has plans in the works to send 150 law enforcement agents to Chicago. There's been growing national controversy over the use of federal force in U.S. cities, sparked by federal agents patrolling the streets of Portland, Oregon. Trump yesterday told this to reporters.
Well, I'm going to do something that I can tell you, because we're not going to leave New York and Chicago and Philadelphia and Detroit and Baltimore and all of these. Oakland is a mess. We're not going to let this happen in our country. All run by liberal Democrats.
So more federal law enforcement to some of these.
We're going to have more federal law enforcement, that I can tell you.
We're joined now by Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Lieutenant Governor, Detroit is one of the cities that the president mentioned where he may send federal troops in to combat violence, even though there hasn't been large-scale violence during protests in the city. What's your response?
It's just the latest demonstration that President Trump is completely out of touch with the people of Detroit and the people of the state of Michigan. Those who have been demonstrating, including myself and Governor Whitmer, we have marched with demonstrators calling for racial justice. The people who are demonstrating respect the changes and the reforms that they're seeking. And so they've been peaceful and they've been forceful, but they have not been violent. And so for the president to threaten to bring the same kind of, you know, federal kidnapping campaign that he's brought to the city of Portland, to Detroit, is reprehensible and it's disgusting to me. And so that's why we have made a very strong statement about how unacceptable that is and how out of touch that is with the people of Michigan. It's exactly the wrong answer. He wants to try to tamp out something that doesn't exist rather than trying to do the work at the federal level to stamp out something that does exist and that is killing Black people, which is the COVID-19 pandemic. And he's ignored that and instead doubling down on the fear and the threats that he always defaults to.
You say doubling down on the fear, but the Detroit police chief did speak yesterday about a wave of gun violence over the weekend. I believe 7 people were killed in shootings. But give us a view from the State House. I mean, this may not be the problem that he's talking about in regards to large-scale violence during anti-racism protests. But is there any truth to the president's claim that Detroit needs to control violence and bring federal agents in specifically?
Well, I can give you the view from the city of Detroit, where I live and where I'm talking with you from. And it's that we are continuing to work to understand how to improve public safety across the city and, frankly, across the state. And so there's always work that's happening at the community level to do that. And we have seen some more shootings, fatal and non-fatal. And I know that community leaders and law enforcement are working on that. That's not what the president's talking about. The president wants to connect this to people who are speaking out for a different future when it comes to public safety. And the president couldn't be more wrong. We don't need federal support in terms of jackbooted people coming to sweep people off in the vans. Instead, we need federal investment. We need the federal government to step up and make states and local governments like the city of Detroit, as they've been big holes blown in the budget to respond to COVID-19. And instead, making resources available to people for housing and education, that would be something that the federal government could do that would be useful. And that ultimately would tamp down public safety because our communities would be invested in the right way.
Mm. There are questions about whether this is even legal, although experts point out that the Department of Homeland Security does have the broad authority to enforce federal laws. At this point, is there anything the state or Detroit officials could do if the president does send in federal law enforcement?
Well, what we're doing right now is trying to get out ahead of this by making it clear that this is unwarranted, unnecessary, and this is dangerous for our communities. By the president even threatening to do this, he is escalating the violence in the communities at the very same violence he says that he wants to tamp down. But that's because he doesn't actually want to tamp down violence. So we're going to do everything we can to try to get out ahead of this and stay out ahead of this. But this kind of lack of accountability is something that we shouldn't tolerate from the federal government. And we're going to do everything we can and looking at whatever legal remedies we have, et cetera, to try to block this from happening.
Your state's attorney general says the president is using his power to punish people he disagrees with, in this case, Democrats. This comes at a moment when the president is trailing in the polls. Do you see this as political?
Absolutely. The defining characteristic of the Trump presidency is the abuse of power against people the president doesn't like or who he fears don't like him. He knows that he has virtually no support in the city of Detroit and amongst black people in Detroit. So it's not surprising that then he would threaten Detroiters with violence. And frankly, it's why this election is so important, why people need to organize and get out and vote, to vote this man out of office and vote in Joe Biden, someone who is actually empathetic to our communities and wants to invest in them, not threaten them.
That's Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya. Be safe.